Welcome back to eBay Radio. And now, the man who knows what drives your seller dashboard, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. You know, in just a couple weeks, holiday shoppers will begin descending upon your eBay store and listings like a, well, Betsy, like a plague of locusts.
Why not?
Jeez, it's buyers aren't a plague.
Oh,
I mean,
love
I get
her.
The metaphor, but I pictured my garage and all these sellers with wings, I mean, buyers with wings descending and eating everything, and then there's just a shell left.
We can only hope.
Well, it actually wouldn't be, if they fork over the money, why should I care?
And you know how you always have people in studio?
I do.
And I'm stuck down here in San Diego.
You're kidding. Is Joel there?
He is.
Oh, that's great, because Joel lives right there in San Diego. So.
I do. Welcome, Griff.
Welcome, Joel. He's here now to tell us how to prepare for the holiday selling season. And it's our very own Joe Elad. He's known on eBay as top-rated seller Joel.Elad. Great user ID. Impossible to mix up with somebody else.
Exactly.
And Joel and I just did a webinar where we took questions and Joel answered them about holiday selling. And so we're going to continue that theme here. Thank you, by the way, for giving us the use of your apartment.
Thank you for coming down.
It was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought I had a blast.
Yeah, the time goes like this. And that's what we want to have happen here. So what's the first step we should take, Joel, when we start prepping for our holiday selling?
The best first step is to put yourself in the mind of the buyer. And so when you're preparing for your holiday sales, prepare yourself, for example, getting more questions during your auction, before your auction. Because now your buyers are buying things not for themselves, they're buying them as gifts. So you need to help put your buyers in the mind of what they're looking for, what the gift recipient will be looking for, and helping to assure them, the purchaser, that this is the right item that will make their gift recipient very happy.
So what's the most important thing we need to do to get ready for the holiday selling season?
Allow yourself enough time to make sure the items are listed properly, the questions are answered, and then when the auction is over or the sale is complete, you are able to finish the process and send it out. So when Griff came to visit, I had an example of a toy that I had sourced, but I took the time to make sure I could pack the toy into one of my boxes and realized that I didn't have a box that it could fit in. So by doing that research in advance, that helps me, because otherwise if the toy sold, the clock has started once the buyer is paid. And if I have to start running out to get the right box and I don't want to damage the toy, I need to move quickly. Whereas when you run an eBay business, you want to try to take care of all of your headaches in advance.
That makes sense. So what's the most important thing we need?
I already asked that question.
No, sorry. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I'm saying, what's the most important preparations that are necessary?
Oh, sorry.
Well, now it's the making sure to try and source any extra merchandise that you'd want to have for the holidays, whether it's researching to see what you think people are going to want in a couple months, what you think you've got good access to, because you are entering an existing marketplace. And so if you're going to sell holiday-themed items, you either need to have some sort of advantage. So either a product line you know very well, a product line you can get cheaply. There's a lot of thrifting and sourcing that you can do. For example, Brian Goodman, Jason Smith, Thrifting with the Boys, can help illustrate how to walk into thrift stores and pick up items that maybe you're not as familiar with, but have a great profit margin. So,
what holiday selling best practices should we follow?
I like to allocate extra time during my listings to make sure I handle all the questions. I try to make sure that no price stickers or any sort of indication of price, use packing slips instead of invoices that don't have the price, for example. Because I have to understand that, you know, a lot of people are simply going to open the box or hand over the sealed box as a gift instead of gift wrapping it. And so I don't want the gift recipient to know how much or how little the purchaser paid for the item. So make sure my exterior boxes are as clean as possible. If I want to, I personally am not good at gift wrapping, but I know people that if they are good at gift wrapping, it can be an extra source of income. But just putting myself in the mind of both the purchaser and then the gift recipient and trying to make it a smooth transaction.
Makes sense. What about customer service after the holidays? This is a big issue right now. So eBay's, you know, we built this thing called extended holiday returns, which is an option. You don't have to do it, but if you want your 20% discount, you have to. So what are your tips and how do you prepare to fulfill things like extended holiday returns for both during and after the holidays when you're prepping?
One of the first things I do is take really good pictures of my items. And the reason I do that is not just obviously to sell the item, but you also want to have documentation of what your item looked like before you shipped it to the buyer. One of the examples that I mentioned in our seller discussion was when you sell electronics, I've had people that have bought new electronics from me and then tried to return a broken version of the same item. And so by me taking a picture of the serial number, for example, when they start to open up the process, say, okay, just send me a picture of the serial number. And in 75% of the cases when that happened, I never heard from them again. They figured out what I was doing. They knew I was going to check the serial number. Now, not everything has a serial number. And so by recording as much as I can about the item, it helps me if there's going to be a problem when the item comes back. In the end, like you, Griff, I do believe in a wonderful return policy. I want my buyers to be happy. I want to take away that stress. And I want to make sure that as long as my returns are 1% to 2% per year, I want to delight my buyers so that they'll come back. And so there are a lot of times that I simply just take the item back. If it's a low-cost item, they don't even return it. They just keep the item. It's not worth the return shipping and the hassle, and they get the refund. If it's a higher-priced item, obviously I do more investigation and we work something out.
Griff, is gift wrapping really a good idea to wrap the gift before you send it?
Well, I know how I feel about this, but, and you know, I gift wrap everything when I send it. But Joel, what are your feelings?
If you're going to gift wrap it, you need to take special care in wrapping the finished product, because I've seen envelopes come back to me and I'm kind of horrified in the way that our beloved U.S. Postal Service, among other carriers, have treated our packages. So I would want to make it, if they're paying extra for that gift wrapping, I would want to make sure that it arrives in as best condition as possible.
Oh, that's a good point.
So I'd be a little worried if I gift wrapped before. However, since I'm horrible at gift wrapping, I would love someone else to do it if I buy on eBay.
Yeah.
And I would want it to arrive in spectacular condition because I'm trying to impress whoever I'm giving as a gift.
You know, that's an interesting conundrum, because the person who's receiving it is probably gifting it onwards. So I'm thinking, maybe what if we include in the packaging some simple gift wrapping that they can then employ themselves? So it's maybe a gift bag or something, or a, you know, box that they can open and close and then seal up.
That might be the way to go. I personally, as a guy, I love gift bags. I just throw it in there, put a little bit of tissue paper, and I'm done.
Hey, as a woman, I love it.
Hey, I think as a gift receiver, I'm just happy I'm getting a gift.
Exactly. And it's always cool in the little bag with the tissue.
I love the little bag. You know why? You know why I love them?
You reuse them?
Of course.
Well, you know, I'm purposely with my, right now it's just earrings that I'm putting up there and jewelry, right? For right now. And the next week we're putting up other things. I'm giving the little box away with it, with a little raffia tied around it.
Oh.
And I'm saying, for gift giving any time of the year, because it's a teal color box. And I thought, well, maybe they'll put, some people do give used jewelry to other people for Christmas.
But that's okay. I mean, it's valuable.
It is. But they can reuse that box for somebody else if they want. That's the way I'm looking at
that's
it.
That's right.
So. Absolutely.
So, Joel, how have you done in the past? First of all, how long have you been selling on eBay?
I started selling in August of 1996.
He's an old timer.
I'm an old timer. A few months after, like, Griff started.
He was like 13 years old.
14, actually. Thank you, Griff.
So you've gone through a lot of holidays.
I have.
And did you learn from them? Did you do things wrong at the beginning and then learn?
We all obviously have different levels of experience when we work on eBay. I honestly actually look at the holidays like any time of year. I still have people buying stuff for themselves during the holidays. I sell a lot of comic books and collectibles and toys. So, yes, I do have a lot that give gifts. I get a lot of requests throughout the year. Please ship my item quickly. It's a birthday gift for X, Y, and Z. And so I deal with the gift giving 12 months a year. And so I learn simply to try to make sure my buyers are going to be as happy as possible. I try to learn to make my processes more efficient to allow me to list more. And those lessons, yeah, I learned, for example, during shipping that a lot of the bags that would hold my comic books would tear during the shipment and the buyers would blame me. And so to fix that, I actually now double bag many of the comics that I send so that at least if one bag tears, I'm hoping the second bag doesn't tear. And I can tell from my feedback and I can tell from my responses that it's working because the amount of complaints has gone down to almost zero. So
good point.
eBay is such an evolving marketplace that my buyers are my best indication of how I'm doing, whether it's sales, feedback, DSRs, whatever. And I try to, I'm not dictated by it, but I try to learn and adapt to make it better on everybody.
So you're prepped, you're ready. I know you're a good seller. Have you noticed yet? Do you see any, what's your business like? Are you seeing holiday sales now?
I don't necessarily think that it's holiday sales. I think I still have fall birthdays and sales. Because of comic books and pop culture, it's a lot tied to the pop culture calendar, when movies come out, when TV shows come out. I'm expecting a big bump in about 4 weeks when the show The Walking Dead hits the air.
Oh, yes.
Hey, can we keep Joel on?
If he wants to, sure.
You want to sit it since you drove this far?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Stay on.
Stay on with his broken phone.
Joel's going to stay with us, so he'll take some calls, I bet. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. That number is 888-723-4630 on eBay Radio.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Peace de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
When eBay sellers wanted the largest possible box that would fit inside a USPS Priority Flat Rate Pattern envelope, Mark and Robin of Bubble Fast had that box created by their suppliers. It's called the Scotty Stuffer, and it's specifically designed to ship breakables like coffee mugs safely and securely. Try it and use the discount code Scotty for 5% off your entire order at BubbleFast.com. Bubble Fast has been listening to online sellers since 1999.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Selling on eBay is easier and more profitable when you do it by the book. The eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf presents a curated library of useful books for eBay sellers, complete with links to help you find them on eBay. In addition to essential business titles, you'll find eBay history, eBay fiction, and some eBay books that are just plain fun. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookshelf under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf. It's eBay by the book.